a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today. I am Boyd Matheson, and as we round out our Friday and as we get ready to roll into a general conference weekend of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, KSL News Radio is your home for the entire weekend. Of course, the five general sessions of the conference will be aired live here on KSL News Radio starting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., at 2 p.m., and an evening session at 6 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday, of course, sessions will be at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. You also have the regular choir broadcast at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday as well. And in between conference sessions, there are always specials here on KSL News Radio. We've talked to Dan Bomas, the one that he will have about some of the Mormon Battalion and Tragedy Springs. We had Mary Richards on from the Church News talking about what she's doing on many pioneer stories that have not been told that will be featured. And I have one as well. My special is called First Freedoms, the Interconnectedness of Our First Amendment Rights. And that will air right after the morning session on Sunday. So right at noon here on KSL News Radio, you can listen to First Freedoms. And it's an extension of many of the conversations that we've been having around those first freedoms. And often we think of those and we can rattle those off, but we often don't think deeper about the interconnectedness of all of those freedoms. And so we can rattle off the freedom of religion, we can rattle off the freedom of the press or freedom of speech or the right to assemble, the right to have grievances heard, petition the government for those grievances to be redressed, and we kind of leave it at that. But they're all interconnected. That's the important thing. And so as we look at those first freedoms, we're going to do a deep dive, and we'll take many of the conversations I've been having with people like former Senator Joe Lieberman from New York, former D.C. Circuit Judge Thomas Griffith, also conversations with several members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, including D. Todd Christofferson, and some excerpts from a speech that Elder David A. Bednar gave some time ago on religious freedom. And so I want to look at that as we round out the day today, just some of that interconnectedness and why that's so important. And I actually want to start with a part of my conversation with former Senator Joe Lieberman. Of course, a Democratic senator, was also a vice presidential candidate. We sat down in his office in New York. And as we talked about all of those freedoms, of course, Senator Lieberman has such a rich history, so devout to his Jewish faith. And we talked about that in the context of those first freedoms. And one of the things that Senator Lieberman said that really struck me was this idea that freedom of religion was not enough for those founders as they started to roll the country and the republic forward.
It wasn't enough just to have freedom of religion. It also had to be matched with political freedom and freedom of the press, particularly, which in a lot of countries does not exist. So religious freedom is a premise, and I think faith is a premise for a lot of the rights that were embraced in our Constitution. But freedom of religion is not enough and hasn't been enough in America to make us a truly free society. We have to have all those other freedoms that are dear to us.
So again, that interconnectedness of all of those freedoms is so critical. We talked to former D.C. Circuit Judge Thomas Griffith, who said that as we look at each of those freedoms, we also have to recognize that any of them played out without restraint doesn't end well.
Now, here's the challenge. It's not limitless, right? We live in a society with other people, and we need to recognize that any right taken to an extreme can actually do some harm.
And so making sure we have those checks and those balances. Now, one of the interesting things, we've been talking about this a lot today, especially in the context of the pandemic, you can see how quickly government intervention can undermine all of those freedoms and how if you just tug on one of them, it might unravel the rest. And some people want to say, well, you know, freedom of religion, freedom to have that faith, that's one thing, and it's okay as long as you keep it in your own house or your own synagogue, your own place of worship. And we have to be able to take that into the public square. And interesting, especially in today's world, how often that freedom of religion has been nudged out of the public square. Again, fine for you to hold that belief, but don't bring it with you when you come to the workplace. Don't bring it with you when you come into the community space. And those are so important. And so I want you to listen to part of an address from Elder David A. Bednar, again, a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who was addressing religious freedom and talked about it in the context of the pandemic and how quickly it could just be swept aside in the name of good of the government, good of the current situation.
Religious freedom can quickly be swept aside in the name of protecting other societal interests. Despite COVID-19 risks, North American jurisdictions declared as essential numerous services related to alcohol, animals, marijuana, and other concerns. But often religious organizations and their services were simply deemed non-essential, even when their activities could be conducted safely.
So that ability to declare something essential or non-essential, that became a really interesting part of the conversation. Because if government can say, well, you know, going to your church, mosque, synagogue is not essential, but you can go to the liquor store or you can go buy gas or you can go to a filming of America's Got Talent in Los Angeles, but you can't gather together for a worship service, then you can see how quickly all of that unravels. You can also see how quickly something as simple as our freedom of speech, if suddenly in the name of a crisis, there's a different kind of control over what can be said or what cannot be said, who can criticize government in particular or political elected officials. If suddenly that gets restrained, they all start to unravel very rapidly. And so that's part of what we want you to get thinking about on your Sunday. Again, this special will air on Sunday right after the morning session of General Conference. You can listen to it right here on KSL News Radio, beginning right at high noon on Sunday. First freedoms, the interconnectedness of all of those First Amendment rights and how vital that is. And also, if you're looking for something on Saturday afternoon, there's also a special on TV, KSL TV 5, and it's called A More Perfect Union. It was great to work with Candace Madsen and the team there at KSL TV to talk about civics and civil conversations, civility in our nation and how we can actually rebuild that. And so that special will air on KSL TV 5 starting at 4 p.m. on Saturday. So you can get a double dose over the weekend, a little KSL TV on Saturday afternoon, and then we'll be here at noon for those First Freedom conversations here on KSL News Radio. So all of that to round out a big week. So many things going on and so many opportunities for us to step back just a little bit. As we always talk about, we want you to make sure you're not just clicking on clickbait. Make sure you're not just skimming headlines. You have to get past the headlines. If we're going to get to the real conversations together, whether that's on veteran suicide, whether that's about addiction or criminal justice reform, whether it's about faith in the public square, our community, or our First Amendment rights, We're always going to have that conversation, and we want you to be part of it with us. Well, that'll wrap it up for Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. I am Boyd Matheson. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that'll make a difference.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.